Isaiah 43 says, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." You see, one of the things in the Reformation that they rediscovered was, it's not about us. It's not about us. Psalm 115 says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." Salvation is by grace alone. It's a free gift, freely given, undeserved. It's by faith alone. We receive it by simple trust, dependence on God alone. It's through Christ alone. He accomplished it completely for us. We need to understand it's for the glory of God alone. Yes, we are so blessed. Yes, all the benefits of salvation are ours in Christ Jesus. But all of that, as we get to Ephesians, it is all for the glory of God, to the praise of His glorious grace, to the praise of His glory, to the praise of His glory. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not as a result of works, lest anyone should boast. You see, God designed salvation in such a way that we are complete recipients, so that all the glory goes to God, so that we get no credit, no boasting. He continues in Psalm 43, "The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I will give water in the desert, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, to the people I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise." He goes on, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." See, God saved us in the way He did to demonstrate that He is worthy of all praise, that He is glorious, that we can enjoy Him. See, we counterfeit it when we think it's all about us. It's all about me. It's all, oh yes, I'm so great that Jesus wanted to save me. No, I'm a wretch, and it brings Him praise to save someone as unworthy, as undeserving as I. We're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. It is for the glory of God alone. It's not for my glory. It's for my benefit. I am so eternally blessed. But it is all to bring praise to God. I'm going to invite the men to come, and we'll remember together in communion. Bread broken, juice poured out, reminders of what Jesus did for us. Remember, this is an opportunity to bring glory and praise to Jesus, that He did it. He did it all, and He did it all for His own glory, to bring praise to Himself, and we are so blessed as we participate in this salvation. Let's give thanks. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus, the only way that we could be forgiven, that we could be rescued, that we could be saved. Thank You for extending grace, what we don't deserve. Thank you for giving us the gift of eternal life through simple faith. Whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. And thank you, you did it in that way so that all the glory, all the praise, all the worship would go to you, that we could be excluded from boasting, so that we could participate in delighting in you as we were designed to do, as we were created to do. Help us this morning find our purpose and fulfill our purpose in worshiping you and praising you and honoring you and giving glory to you, because you alone are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. You are magnificent. Magnify yourself in our hearts as we remember you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for stepping down from glory from your throne, for humbling yourself to become human, to take the form of a servant, to secure my salvation so that I could be a recipient of your amazing, matchless grace, so that I could enjoy today forgiveness of sins and a relationship with you, your presence, your favor, your love. We want to enjoy you today. We want to glorify you today. We want to delight in you and worship and praise you today. Thank you. Thank you for what you did for us. We remember his body broken for you. His blood poured out to wash you clean and make you new.